When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Verse 10, when they saw the star, the Bible says this, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. We're thankful that we know that you speak to us through it. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak to you from our hearts. Lord, again, these requests are just out of our reach. We have no power over them, Lord, but we do bring them to you. And Lord, that God, you would get involved in them. Heavenly Father, we need to hear from you again tonight. And Lord, I pray you'd use this message in a way that would encourage us and guide us and direct us. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 2, a relatively familiar story. I don't necessarily want to get into all the background of it, but I do want to draw your attention to verse 10. It says, verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Why? Because the star led them to somebody. Who's that somebody? Christ. When you find Jesus, you're going to find something. You're going to find something wonderful. You're going to find something great. Christ will always make your life better. And one of the results of coming in contact with Christ, having sought him out and yielding yourself, here we see the kings in verse 11, what did they do? They worshipped him. We see the rich young ruler come to Christ, right? And he gives them a list of things to do, and he says he went away sorrowful. Why? Because he failed to humble himself. But here we have a set of kings. What did they do? They fell to the ground in front of a child and worshipped him. And when we come to Christ humbly, and when we have a real relationship with Christ, we're going to find something that the world cannot offer, and that's joy. When you seek after God, and you seek to follow God, one of the results will be joy. You can't get away from it. You can't get around it. That's what they did. No one prompted them, hey, here, the star stopped here. Everybody, let's sing. No, you don't have to be prompted with joy when Christ is alive in your life. No, that's the byproduct of walking with the Lord. Joy. This world is searching for joy. They're searching high and low. They will travel miles and up mountains to talk to monks and trying to find the source of purpose and joy. They'll be sent on excursions only to know that he was right there all the time. Christ. Christ is our source of joy. When the world is looking for joy, where can they turn? See, it's encouraging to know that there's a place to go. We are not hopeless. Tomorrow, two of our men are heading across this country, relatively, I guess maybe, and heading across the country to meet up with some other people, to walk across. And you know what would be better than people, no offense to what they're doing in any way, and I know they would agree, know it would fix the right to life issue? Christ. You want to know what will fix whatever it is in your life? Christ. Christ will help you. That's why they rejoiced. They found the answer to their problem. They found the source of joy. When people look high and low, spend an absurd amount of money to find joy, only to come up empty. Where do you find joy? You find joy in Christ. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. So I'm here to tell you tonight, don't waste your time looking elsewhere. If you want true joy, joy is something from within. Comes by having a relationship with Christ. If you want true joy, it's not going to be found in a field. It's not going to be found in a vehicle. It's going to be found in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. Whom having not seen, ye love. Anybody ever see Jesus Christ? I have not. But yet, the Bible tells us. It's like he's describing us. Whom, having not seen, ye love. Is that not true? And whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, look at this, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hey, just knowing Christ, the faith in Christ, is enough to put you in a category of unspeakable joy. So true. We all have good days and bad days. And I understand that. I understand sometimes the transmission blows and there goes the engine. And sometimes there's flat tires. And sometimes your head feels like it weighs 6,000 pounds. And sometimes it just all goes bad. But even in the midst of all those, hey, if we were to talk about, I think Mr. Bauman taught 1 Peter, if we were to categorize 1 Peter with one word, it would be suffering. And yet through suffering, we can still have joy. We talked about it last week. Even in the midst of all that, I can still have unspeakable joy. Joy unspeakable, beyond measure. Full of glory. Why? Because I've walked with somebody, and I've talked with somebody, and I've spent some time with somebody, Jesus Christ. Although I've not seen him, yet believing. Christ is the source of your joy. Psalm 16 tonight. Psalm 16. The Bible says this, Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. See, just knowledge about God is not enough. We need his presence. I need to have spent time with the Lord. And the result is what? Joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hey, let's remember, as we walk with the Lord and spend time with God, we will find something that the world cannot offer. Joy. John chapter 15 and verse 11. John chapter 15. John 15 tonight. Where to find joy? Number one, in Christ. John 15 and verse 11 says this, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. It's through Christ. And I bet there's a world out there that's just literally dying for what you have. And I feel like sometimes the shame is we don't even appreciate what it is that we do have. We treat the Lord so light and so, we don't place as much of a importance on his presence in our life, then we cannot wonder why we are lacking in joy. For to have fellowship with the Father and His Son, the result is joy. Where do I go to find joy? I think it was Mrs. Mrs. Cox, I don't remember her last name now. It's not anymore. Whatever it is. We know who Mrs. Cox is, right? And she came here and she taught our ladies, right? Choose joy. Remember that, ladies? I think I have a little sign at my house somewhere that says, I choose joy today, or something like that. I think it was a result of that ladies' meeting. Well, I'm glad you choose that. That's wonderful. But where do you find that? Well, you find it in Christ. In Christ. That is the main source of joy. Say, you're making it sound like it's the only source. Well, maybe in this. Look at Genesis chapter 21. I have two more quick thoughts. Genesis chapter 21. How many of you like the humanity of the Bible? Say, what do you mean by that? When you read a story and people act just as if you would act. I love that. I love when they mess up. I mean, not mess up, but in no way do I rejoice in sin. But when I see God interacting with man and man acting as if I was there and doing the same thing, I think, well, we haven't changed much over the last 4,000 years. Genesis chapter 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken, and Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. And at that set time of which God had spoken to him, we're in Genesis 21 and verse 3. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Absolutely. There they are in their little tent or whatever it is. And Abraham's 100 with a newborn. And Sarah's sitting there, as we've seen previous, when she heard the news, she laughed. Now here it is, he's actually here, and laughed. See, when God does unexpected blessings, there's joy. I understand it's somewhat circumstantial, but the best way I can illustrate it, maybe in the lowest terms, is pretty much every day at our house we have 3 square meals. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Provided. But if sometime throughout that we're out and about and we stop, and if you're traveling with me, the chances are really good, we're going to stop somewhere and get ourselves a little treat. The expected meal times, very rarely do we hear at the table, thanks, Mom, Dad, thanks for dinner. It's just expected. But all of a sudden you pull up to 7-Eleven and you're getting 80 ounces of Slurpee for 99 cents. And the kids are grinning. Dad, you're the best dad ever. What is it? It's an unexpected blessing. And you know, God, remember Ruth, just those handfuls of purpose? Never would have thought. And God brings things by our way, and he just, we're walking through life, right? And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, where'd that blessing come from? You're looking around and the only place to look is up. Those unexpected blessings that just bring you joy, they never thought they were going to have a kid. He's 100. Brother Lawrence, and 100-year-old men don't have children. Well, I guess we cannot say that. Without God's intervention. And there they are, sitting there. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh. Maybe it's an American term, but I don't know if Sarah slapped Abraham and said, never would I have thought this. Unbelievable. What has God brought by your way? Those unexpected blessings. Never did I think that it would ever go this good. God, you're just beyond good. Look at Psalm 92 and echo that thought. Psalm 92. And then we'll move on to our third point. Psalm 92. Psalm 92 and verse 4. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. The Lord brings joy through to us by just those unexpected blessings. Say, I'm not so shallow. You go to the vending machine, right? Put a dollar in, two candy bars come out. Oh, man, you're beyond yourself. Look at that. Why don't we get one? You're telling everybody. Unexpected blessings. Extra nugget in the you get a 10 piece and you get 11. Or 4. Say, why do all your illustrations revolve around? It's just where we live, all right? Unexpected blessings. Got a check today in the mail for $3.14. Great. Unexpected blessings. What are you gonna do with it? Go buy nuggets. That's what you do with that. Unexpected blessings. Hey, those things, when God brings those things by your way, it just brings joy. Lastly, Acts chapter 13. Where do we find joy? Number one, we find it in Christ. Number two, we find him in those unexpected blessings. In Acts chapter 13, way at the end of the chapter, in verse 49. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region, in verse 49. Acts 13, in verse 49. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. In verse 50, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coasts. And they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came into Iconium. And look at, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. What were they so excited about? Paul and Barnabas? No, verse 49. But the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. See, where do you find joy? You find it in Christ. Number two, you find it in unexpected blessings. And I promise you, you will find joy when the gospel is spread through you. Being obedient to the Lord will always produce joy. There was persecution. There was difficulty. But they were involved in the work of God and filled with joy. Say, I'm miserable. Get involved. Share the gospel. It's a rhetorical question. Or I'll make the statement. You cannot be miserable in leading people to Christ. It's way too exciting to be involved in the work of God. If you're miserable, get involved. Ask God to use you. Sunday morning we preached a message about surrender. Allow him to guide and lead. Last verse, Romans chapter 15. All too often at the middle of your life, you might find, my life has no purpose and no meaning. I don't even know what I'm doing. And that's heartbreaking. Get involved in the work of God. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says this, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope." Remember our theme in 2011, abounding in hope, "through the power of the Holy Ghost." Hey, allow God to work through you. And in doing so, you will abound in hope. But it says this, He will fill you with all joy. Filled. So if I could encourage you here tonight. Say, I sure would love to find joy. Where is it? Well, some kings followed a star and it led them. Say, do I have to look up in this? No. You have to find Christ. For Christ is the source of our joy. And then watch for those unexpected blessings. Thirdly, consider spreading the gospel. By your hand has the word of the Lord been published? Has the word of the Lord been proclaimed? Has the word of the Lord been promoted? There's joy. That's where you'll find joy. Let's all stand. Our King's Club workers are joyous tonight. Say, why? Because it's 8:03. My wife teaches a class, but my son's also in the class. So we'll get in the car and we'll ride home. And she doesn't say it, but he's like, went a little long tonight, Dad. All right. Very good. Critics all around, brother. Critics all around. Very good. I'm glad you're here tonight. Maybe you could do this tonight. Maybe you sit down with your family. I know it's late, and maybe as you tuck them into bed, I don't know your routines. But maybe you share some of those unexpected blessings that God has brought by your way. And share those points of joy with somebody else. Hey, do you remember when God... Do you know the story how we got our house? Let me tell you what God did. We were looking and... Do you know what a miracle you being here is? We didn't think we would ever... Man. Share those things. And be involved in the work of the Lord. Obedience to God produces joy. Well, every time.